Chapter 8 Overview. Claims of causation can never be established by direct experience. They can only be inferred. Correlation, the mere association in time or space, does not imply causation. A cause need not be close in time or space to its effects. It is important to consider both direct and indirect causes. It is also important to distinguish between necessary and sufficient causes. An effect may have more than one cause, and these contributing causes may be independent or interactive. A cause and its effect may also interact with each other. Mill's methods provide ways to determine causation. An explanation is an accounting for a given phenomenon or occurrence. Knowledge and creativity are required to come up with alternative explanations. A good explanation accounts for all of the relevant facts, doesn't create more puzzles than it solves, is testable, enabling you to make predictions, and doesn't contradict established knowledge. Arguments advocating a certain plan or policy implicitly involve causal reasoning. To the extent a plan or policy proposes or includes the causal processes that would lead to the stated goal of the plan or policy, the achievement of that goal is likely. Errors of causal reasoning include mistaking correlation for causation, post hoc, failing to consider a common cause, failing to consider additional causes, reversing cause and effect, failing to consider a reciprocal causal relation, and the slippery slope.